A letter you should have written a long time ago.
What letter?
A thank you letter to your grandfather. How many months is it now since your birthday?
Well, what am I supposed to write him? Dear Grandpa, thanks a lot for that dandy air rifle that Mom won't let me use. I sure enjoy not having this keen gun. You should see all the targets I haven't hit with it.
It's your own fault. I warned you that if you shot at one living thing...
Oh, but I didn't shoot. All I did was aim.
But you weren't even supposed to do that.
Mom, that bird was on a telephone pole a million miles from where I was. All I did was sight the gun in his direction.
And all I did was take the gun away from you.
And I never got it back, either.
Because you promised your father and me faithfully that you would not use that gun anyplace except in the backyard shooting at a target. Now, you broke your word. It's like lying. It's a form of dishonesty, and you know your father and I will not tolerate that.
All this fuss over a little bird. All I...
Copy it, sign it, and mail it to your grandfather.
Dear Grandpa, thank you so much for the air rifle. I always wanted to I can't tell you how much I enjoy it and how happy I am with it.
I'll write you another letter.
Mother, will you make Jeff stop?
Jeff, will you come down here, please? Jeff, will you stop bothering those girls?
They're up there putting goop on their faces.
Well, that's none of your affair.
But it's your goop.
No, I'll worry about that, and you worry about yourself. And stop bothering the girls. I mean, Babs is Mary's friend. Now, go find something for yourself to do.
Well, what's there to do? You won't let me have the air rifle.
Would you stop blaming everything on that air rifle? I wish your grandfather had never sent it. Well, now, go on outside. Do something. Hello, Ricky.
Can Jeff come out?
Oh, I'm sure he'd love to. Just a minute. Jeff! Ricky's here to see you. Excuse me a minute, Ricky. Jeff!
Yeah, Mom.
Jeff, Ricky wants you to play with him.
Mom, guys don't play.
What is it you do then?
Well, I don't know. You hack around.
Hack around?
With Ricky?
Well, you've been looking for something to do.
Mom, Ricky never wants to do anything I want to do.
Why don't you try doing what he wants to do for a change?
Well, who wants to do that?
Jeff, for heaven's sake, don't leave him standing there.
Okay. Come on in if you want to.
You come outside.
What's so special about outside?
Jeff.
Okay, you want to go around back?
What's in back?
Well, what's to do right here, you stoop?
If you want to go back, come on.
Dear Grandpa, the air rifle you sent me for my birthday is a dandy.
Well, yeah. Prove it.
I don't have to prove it. My dad's got medals to prove it.
Uh-huh.
How many medals did your dad get?
He got so many, he couldn't even keep track of them.
I bet he wasn't even in the war.
Oh, yeah? We won the war, didn't we?
What does that prove?
Proves plenty.
Jeff, will you come here a minute?
Ask my mom if you don't believe me.
Yeah? Jeff, can't you and Ricky talk to each other without getting into an argument?
Well, Ricky tries to... Meet me at the back door.
Mom,
are you sure that Dad didn't kill anybody during the war?
Is that what you two... Oh, Jeff, you know your father was in the medical corps. Now, why do you ask?
Well, Ricky's trying to tell me that his father killed a whole battalion.
Why don't you ask Ricky how many lives his father saved during the war? Just ask him that.
Well, that won't prove anything. Ricky's so conceited. All the time he's trying to tell me what a crack shot his father is.
Oh, I'm afraid there are more important things in this world than being a crack shot.
Like what?
Not now, dear. I'm busy. And I wish you and Ricky would think of something to do besides argue with each other.
Hey, come on, will you? Watch it with that crummy knife.
Crummy, huh? You only wish you had it. That's a hunting knife, boy.
Your pop know you took it?
Sure. He lets me use it any time I like.
Use it for what?
What good is it? Skin animals with.
What animals?
I don't know. All kinds. Deers, bears, moose.
I bet you never saw a moose in your life.
Oh, yeah? My dad's got one right in his den. Stuffed. He shot him himself. And he's taking me camping with him the next time he goes.
Oh, my dad's taking me to the North Pole the next time he goes.
Well, it just so happens we're going camping this weekend. It just so happens. How do you like that?
No kidding? Well, where are you going?
I don't know. Dad knows all the places.
You gonna camp out?
Sure. What do you think? Sleep on the ground, eat with our hunting knives. If we get thirsty, we'll drink from a stream. We'll do some fishing, too. You know, all kinds of things. Dad would probably let me shoot his gun, even.
Just you and your dad going?
Sure.
Boy. Hey, Ricky. If you ever want to use my air rifle sometime, I'd be glad to lend it to you.
What's wrong with your air rifle? Besides, I've got a better one. Can't shoot a moose with an air rifle.
Well, what I mean is, what's the use of you and me always arguing? I mean, when we could be doing stuff together. I mean, like friends. Well, I mean, if Dad was taking me someplace, like camping or something, we'd invite you along because, well, on account of you and me being friends. So, what do you say?
Ha ha.
All right, come on, Pete, get out. Jeff? Oh, I tried to be friends with him.
Yes, I heard. He wasn't very nice. But neither were you.
Guys like him get to go on camping trips. Guys like me get stuck at home.
Well, I'm sure when your father gets back...
Yeah, it's always when your father gets back. And then when he gets back, it's always some other time.
Well, Jeff, your father's a very busy man.
Well, other kids' fathers are very busy, too. But they manage to do things with their kids. Even Ricky's. And who'd want to do anything with Ricky?
Well, I'm sure when your father gets back, he'll find the time for the two of you to do something.
Something like camping?
Well, perhaps. We'll see.
This weekend? Well, boy, I'd rather go with Dad than Ricky, even if we don't get a moose. And I bet we could.
Well, if he put his mind to it.
No, but Dad isn't one of those guys to go around shooting innocent animals just to prove what a crack shot he is. Hey, I better go get my stuff ready. Have the air at my sleeping bag.
Oh, wait a minute, Jeff. I haven't even spoken to your father about it.
Well, I know, but Dad'll do anything you say.
Oh.
Besides, he's been getting in all these conferences and everything. He needs a little rest.
Mother, come quick. It's Daddy on the phone, long distance.
Hey, how about that? Hey, don't forget to ask him.
Okay, Daddy. See you soon. Hello, darling.
Where are you?
Oh, still? Yeah, well, the man came to fix the, you know, the thingamajig. Whatchamacallit? Yeah, and it works fine.
Well, I'm asking.
Yes. Well, you know, we're busy. Uh-huh. Yes, the man delivered the seed for the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had him put the fertilizer behind the garage, you know, because...
Mom, ask him.
Well, when will you be back? Tomorrow in time for dinner? Oh, what time Monday? No, of course, we'll be all right, honey. It's just that, well, you know, we miss you. All right, well, we'll hurry home when you can. Yeah, me too. Goodbye, dear. Bye-bye. Jeff?
Well, it's all right, Mom. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, Jeff, honey.
I knew it was never going to come off. Nothing ever does.
I forgot my knife.
Go on and get it.
You don't have to get mad just because I'm going camping and you aren't.
Who's mad? And who's not going camping?
You are, and you're not.
That shows how much you know. My father and I are going camping.
You didn't say anything about it when I was here before. That's because I didn't know about it then. Dad just called. Long distance.
He did?
Mm-hmm. If you don't believe me, you can call up the long-distance operator and ask her yourself.
Well, where are you going camping?
Well, there's this place that Dad and me always go to. It's kind of like a hunting lodge.
You're lying.
Okay, I'm lying.
What kind of a place is it?
Oh, it's real neat. It's way up in the mountains, and you can only go so far by Jeep, and then you have to get out and put a pack on your back and hike for miles.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The last part of the trip is by canoe. You know, shooting the rapids and all that other stuff.
Boy, just you and your dad?
Oh, and the guide, Pierre. The world's greatest hunter. He always goes with us.
Well, what kind of animals do they have up there?
Oh, all kinds. They got, let's see, mountain lions, gophers, bears, caribou.
Caribou?
Yeah, it's a little bit like a moose. Only a lot bigger. Very, very dangerous.
Well, Jeff, if you'd like to use my hunting knife, I'd be...
No, thanks. Where I'm going, that'd be just like a toy. Well, better get my stuff together. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah?
Honey, there's no reason why you can't take that camping trip this weekend.
Hey, did Dad call? Is he coming home?
No, no, honey. What I mean is that... I'll take you camping.
Just you and me?
And Mary, the three of us. We'll have a wonderful time.
Oh, the three of us.
And I know just where we'll go, Truesdale Park.
Right here in town, huh?
Yeah, but they have a place to cook out and picnic tables and a place for tents and trailers.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
Yeah, but you've never camped there. Don't you think it'd be fun?
Oh, sure, Mom. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. But there might be mosquitoes.
Oh, no, honey. It'll give you fun. We'll borrow a tent. You know, the Moody's will lend us theirs. And at night we can build a fire and we'll roast marshmallows and tell ghost stories. Honey, it'll be really exciting. You'll have plenty to tell that Ricky when you get home.
Oh, well, let's not tell Ricky.
Well, all right. You know something, Jeff? You know what this reminds me of? My Girl Scout days.
Me too.
Take your feet off the chair, Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, where'd you disappear to, dear?
I brought Babs home.
Oh. Who are you calling?
Babs.
Babs? You spent the whole day with her. What could you possibly have to say that you haven't already covered?
I'm calling her about tomorrow.
Oh, don't make any arrangements for tomorrow. Jeff, did you tell her?
Oh, no, I thought I'd let you tell her.
Tell me what?
Well, we thought we'd take a little trip. Camping trip, you know, overnight.
Tomorrow?
Huh? It was Jeff's idea, and I think it's a wonderful one.
Oh, but Babs and I had plans for tomorrow.
To do what?
We were going to work on our tans together.
There's no reason why you can't tan separately. I mean, if it's just a tan that you want.
But, Mother, it's not the same.
Well, Mary, a tan is a tan, and there'll be plenty of sun on the camping trip.
What fun is it getting a tan with Jeff?
Oh, what fun is it getting stuck with you, worrying about your tan the whole time?
It's not my idea.
Oh, stop it.
Frankly, I can hardly conceive of anything less enjoyable than being cooped up alone with Jeff in the great outdoors.
Oh, would you get her? You'd think I wanted her to go along. I'd just soon stay home now.
Honestly, will you two stop being a couple of deadheads? It's the same old story. Every time we plan a trip, it's, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. And then when I get you there, I can't drag you away. You always have a good time. You know you do. Now, we are all going or we're all not going. Which is it going to be? Well... Jeff, let me talk to Mary alone, please. Mary, you could be a better sport about this. I mean, it's very important to Jeff. He's dying to go, and you'll have a good time.
But why should I have to give up 2 whole days just as a consolation prize to Jeff?
Honey, what's 2 days? And there's no reason why you can't do what someone else wants to do for a change. Come on, honey, be a good sport.
Does it have to be just us? Couldn't I ask Babs to go along?
Well...
Oh, please, Mother, at least it'll be bearable that way.
Well, all right, ask her.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
Call from upstairs.
Jeff, it's all settled. We're going.
Who's Mary gonna call?
Well, she thought it would be more fun if she invited a friend.
Oh. Babs? Oh, don't tell me she's gonna go.
Jeff, don't start any trouble.
Oh, for crying out loud, Mom, what kind of a camping trip is this? Me and 3 women? Camping is supposed to be for guys.
Jeff.
I know just how it's gonna be. They'll both be ganging up on me at the same time, telling me to get lost. They're gonna ruin the whole trip.
Jeff.
I thought this was supposed to be my trip. Now all of a sudden it's Mary's. Ricky gets to go on a camping trip with his father. I gotta go with a harem.
Jeff, are you finished?
Yes.
Good, because I've been trying to tell you that you can invite a friend, too.
Who?
Well, why don't you invite Pete? He's your best friend.
He was my best friend.
What happened?
Turned out to be a rat.
Oh, I can't keep track from one day to the next.
Oh, I know. I'll try Fenton.
I thought you couldn't stand Fenton.
I know, but it'll make Pete sore. Mary, will you get off the phone? Gab, gab, gab. Talking about what they're gonna wear. They know it's a camping trip. Come on, you guys, wind it up, huh? Hey, there goes Pete.
I thought you said...
Hey, Pete, wait up!
I can... What do you want?
I'll take back what I said if you'll take back what you said.
Why should I?
Okay, don't. How'd you like to go on a camping trip?
Camping trip?
Yeah, you know, sleep out in a tent, roast weenies and all, things like that.
Hey, I could bring my compass, in case we get lost, and my hand axe.
Yeah, those things will come in handy. Bring them along.
I'll go ask my mom.
Okay.
Who else is going, besides your dad?
Oh. Well, you see, Dad can't go because,
Who?
Well, nobody in particular. Except my mom and my sister.
So long, Jeff.
Oh, Pete, wait a minute. We can have fun. Oh, come on, we can walk by ourselves. We don't have to be around them. Fenton, will you listen? It's not just a trailer park. They got places for tents, too. You know you can't believe Pete. Well... We can just pretend like we're not with them. Fenton, will you listen? Fenton, please? Just wait till you ask me to do something sometime.
Jeff, honey, don't worry. When we get there, you'll find lots to do. We'll have plenty of fun. You'll see. Well, I'm going to get packed so we can get an early start in the morning. Hurry up, honey. We'll have a blast.
Jeff, did you take my movie magazine?
What do I want with your old movie magazine? Mom said get your stuff packed.
That's what I'm doing. That's why I want my magazine.
Listen, if you think we're just gonna read while we're on this trip, you...
Nobody asked you.
Oh, just you and Babs are gonna read, huh?
Well, we have to do something.
While I do all the work?
Well, you started it. You're the one who wanted to go.
Me? It was Mom's idea. If it wasn't for disappointing her, I'd back out so fast you'd...
Well, why didn't you tell her?
Why don't you?
Well, I don't want to disappoint her either. Here it is.
Good girls.
Reading on a camping trip?
Let's see, I have enough potato salad for 2 days, and the hot dogs, and the potato chips.
Oh, how about the marshmallows?
Oh, yes, plenty of marshmallows. Good. And let's see, here's the mustard, and... What's this, salad dressing?
No, that's my suntan oil.
Did you get everything in the car?
Mm-hmm, everything you told me.
How about the tent? Did you...
Yeah, I got that in there, too.
I hope you thanked Mrs. Moody for it. It was very nice of her.
Oh, she said she didn't care if she never saw it again.
I hope you thanked her for it anyway.
Oh, sure.
I've got to write a note to the milkman.
Hmm.
He told o'clock so we'd pick her up at 9. I told her 8:30. That way she'll be ready at 9.
She'll be late.
I wonder who that can be.
Hey, maybe it's Dad. Hey, maybe Dad's trying to surprise us. Boy, if it's Dad, I'm gonna...
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Peterson. Ricky, come on in.
Thank you very much. Gee, I hope it's not too early to call.
Oh, not at all.
Actually, it's one of those last-minute things. I'm taking Ricky on a camping trip, and his mother insists he have a tetanus shot before he goes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we wanted to catch the doctor before he leaves. He's told Ricky to drop around, but Ricky's just been putting it off.
I'm sorry, but the doctor's out of town, and he won't be back till Monday.
But Ricky told me he was taking Jeff camping.
Well, that's what he told me.
I'm afraid I'm elected. We're going to Truesdale Park.
Well, that's where we're going.
Truesdale Park? I thought you were going to go out and shoot moose.
Well, you said you were going to a hunting lodge and catch caribou.
Come on outside for a second.
What's so special about outside?
Would you come?
You know, I think I've been had. And the last thing in the world I want to do is go on a camping trip. Huh? Ricky insisted. He said Jeff was going, so he had to go.
I've been had, too. Mm-hmm. Jeff said that Ricky was going, and so he had to go.
Maybe we should have gotten together and held a summit conference.
Why don't we have one now?
Oh?
You know, if all the children are going to be in the same place, Truesdale Park, mm-hmm. Why can't one parent take over and supervise the whole operation? Hmm?
That is a wonderful idea. Are you sure you won't mind going?
Hey, Mr. Peterson, the parent I had in mind was you.
I was afraid of that.
Hey, Mom. Mom, Rick and I got a great idea.
What is it?
Well, can we go to the movies? Well, yeah, it's a special deal. It's free for us, isn't it, Rick?
Today only.
And all you need is a sales slip.
From practically any shop in town.
And we got lots of sales slip. So, would you mind too terribly if you went without me? Camping, I mean. I mean, Rick doesn't want to go, and neither do I. And if it's okay with Rick's dad,
after all the trouble Mr. Peterson and I went to?
Well, gosh, it wasn't our idea.
Well, then whose idea was it? What about Babs and Mary?
Well, you could still go. But the girls, they never wanted to go anyway.
Who did?
Please, Dad.
Oh, please, Mom, please. It's a special deal. Just think, two horror movies and a whole mess of cartoons for free.
What do you think?
Sounds too good to pass up.
Well, all I can say is you certainly took the long way around to the movies.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mom. Anytime you want to go camping, I'll go camping with you.
Well, Jeff, how was your weekend at the movies?
One picture wasn't too hot. The other one was okay.
Oh?
Pretty neat, really. They had these big, ugly men. They had green hair, and it was all stringy. And they had teeth like harpoons with moss dripping off them, you know? And red eyes, and their skin was all goofed up and warty.
Jeff, I'm sorry I asked. Let's talk about something pleasant.
You know what the trouble with these monster pictures is?
No, what?
I'm always on the side of the monster.
You would be.
Well, look at the life they lead. I mean, all they eat is people. And you should see some of the people they have to eat. Besides that, you know they're going to get it in the end. They're either going to get pushed off a cliff. Ah, please. Or they're going to get dunked in the flaming oil, you know. Ah. Or they start to climb a skyscraper, you know, and they pull it down on themselves and it's crushed. I mean, they never stand a chance.
I'd like to see a picture, just once, where the monster had a heart of gold, and it was the poor, helpless girl who turned out to be the monster.
You mean like in real life? You know something? I'm actually sorry that I went to the movies with Ricky.
But why? I thought you enjoyed them.
Well, I did. But what I enjoy even more is the thought of Ricky camping out there in the rain.
Oh, Jeff, don't be a monster.
Thank you. been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.